We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the top of two dots. It's said in our Mishnah, V'chol HaMekalkel Paturim. That means any destructive melacha on Shavuos is potter. Rishonim explained, the reason is because Torah does a din of Melechas Machshavos. It has to be a chosh of a melacha. But a kalkel is called melacha shoshtos, and therefore on Shavuos, it's not chayiv for that melacha. It's osur, it's potter of osur, but it's not chayiv, it's only the Rabbanon when you do a iser, when you do a melacha that's Mekalkel, that ruins something. Tani Ravo Kamed Rav Yechanan. The Gemara says that Ravo learned the Braisa from Rav Yechanan. The Braisa said like this: Kol Mekalkelim Paturim. All Mekalkelim on Shabbos are Potter. Any destructive Malachas are Potter on Shabbos. Chutz Mechoyvel Umaver. Besides for two of the obvious Malachas. One Av Malacha of Choyvel, which means wounding someone. And the Braisa is saying that is Chayiv even when it's destructive, you're hurting someone. Umaver means when you burn something down, also destructive action. That also will be Chayiv and Shabbos. That's the Braisa, Chutz L'Chayiv L'Maver. Rashi points out that this Mishnah is like this. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama. Two Mishnahs, different place in Baba Kama. One Mishnah says that Chayiv B'Chaver V'Shabbos, you hurt your friend on Shabbos, you're part of paying the Chamisha Dvarim. Why are you part of paying? Nezek Tzar Ripa Shabbos V'Shabbos. Because you Chayiv Misa on Shabbos. Or you Chayiv a carbon if it's V'Shagig. And Mavir, also, it says on Shabbos, if you burn down a Goddess, you burn down a silo on Shabbos, you're potter for the hezek. Why? Because you chayiv on Shabbos, chayiv for Shabbos for that. So we find this idea that chayiv l'maver is chayiv even though it's destructive. And that's what he said, all mekalkel are potter, besides chayiv l'maver, which be chayiv, you know it's destructive. So Rabbi Yechon says to Ravo, Amalei, poik toni l'baro. Take that braisa and bring it outside. It's not a good braisa, it's not true. Even chayiv l'maver can't be by mekalkel. Poik Tonu Laboro, Chayv L'Maver ain't a Mishnah. This din is ain't a Mishnah. It sounds like it's saying it's not a Braisa, it's not a good Braisa. But the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva speaks out, it's not true. We find Tanoim, we'll see that hold like that. Just saying it's not the Halacha. Chayv L'Maver ain't a Mishnah, it's not the Halacha. If you say it is a Mishnah, you're going to tell me, oh, it is a Halacha. You know when the Halacha is true, that Chayv L'Maver is Chayv and Shabbos? When there is Episode Tikkun. Chayv L'Batzarach L'Kalvoy. When you are wounding someone, but you need the blood for your kelev. So there is a tick in here regarding your kelev. You need for your dog, you need blood. So therefore, even though the chayvel itself is a mazik and it's a mekalkel, but you need the blood for the kelev. So that's a tick in. And mavir b'tzarach le'efroy. And if you burn something and you need it for the efer, you need it for the ashes, so then, even though the burning itself is destructive, but since you need it for the ashes, that's called a tick in. So he's saying, if you find somewhere that yichayev, it has to be a case where it's needed, it's a tikkun. But a straight kilkel, even by chayv l'maver, a straight kilkel is potter. That's what Rabbi Yechon wants to tie. Vaytamar Akasha, Rabbi Vavo says that from a braisa, brings in a braisa, that kol makalkim paturim chutz mechayv l'maver. Vaytamar Akasha, our mishnah doesn't sound like that. Vanan tanan, kol makalkim paturim. Our mishnah sounds like across the board, every single makalkim is potter, including chayv l'maver. Our mishnah is not mechalik. Our mishnah is kol makalkim paturim. So the Gemara is not Shver, because really it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Masnisim, our Mishnah says, O Makalkel Baturim, that means even Chayvel or Maver is Potter, Makalkel Bechabura, Makalkel Bahavara is Potter, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Braisa, Rabbi Shimon. And the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. So first, Rashi says, I don't know where this Rabbi Yehuda is. But then he says, you know what? It's totally in the Machlokes, famous Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon from Lachos Shein Tzrucha Gufa is Chayv, that we had in yesterday's blat. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Melachos Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Why? It's not exactly what the Melachos is supposed to be. But that's enough. That it has a different outcome, that's enough. So you see, it doesn't need a perfect outcome for the Melachos. So it's the same thing by Mekalkel. By Mekalkel, every Mekalkel is Potter. Now, what's the case of Chayvel Umavir of the obvious Melachos? A chayvel will be a case of tzarach lekarba, or a mavir needs tzarach leefra. Even though that's not mamish the direct malacha of chayvel, it's a side thing that the tikkun is regarding blood for your kelev, and a mavir the tikkun is you need efer. That will be enough to make the malacha into a good malacha. So therefore, if you don't need it for kelev or you don't need it for efer, it's a regular chayvel and mavir. That will be potter. I can tell me there's one of the two obvious malachas chayvel and mavir. No, I say that's talking about by tzarach lekarba, tzarach leefra. Rabbi Yehuda could say that. Rabbi Shimon, even by tzarech leka, even if you need it for your kelev, your efer, that wouldn't make it the malacha malacha. Just like malacha she'in tzarech legufa is not called a malacha, this is not called a malacha either. So it must be that chayv l'maver is different and it's chayv by mekalkel. So it means Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't need such a direct correlation between the malacha and the outcome. So hikatayna, the chayvul amav is talking about cases of tzarech lekalboy and tzarech leafrei, and therefore, but a regular chayvul, a regular amav, you don't need it for anything. It's takapater. I the gemara says v'chayv. I'm talking about tzarech lekalboy. But Rab Shimon says no, that doesn't help tzarech lekalboy. Doesn't make it into malacha. Oh, and Tari says chayvul amav is chayv. So if chayvul amav is chayv, it must be that yichayv even by mekalkal v'chayvul amav. So they'll come out really. It's machlekes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. If chayv l'maver without any tikkun, is it chayv? According to Rabbi Shimon, it'll be chayv. According to Huda, potter. In this case, it'll be a kula of Rabbi Huda. Usually, Huda holds malachos shezil gufa is chayv, so he's a chumra. But here, because he holds malachos she'ain tzrich gufa is chayv, it turns out into a kula that a regular chayv l'maver mavir that you don't need it for anything else. We potter according to Rabbi Huda. According to Rabbi Shimon, is chayv. So our Mishnah that says potter across the board is going according to Rabbi Huda, and this price of Rabbi Vo is going according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi points out, even though we said before that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon regarding Korea, the Gavi Korea, because it says the potter when you Korea al Mesoi, that's going to Rabbi Shimon. We said this part of Mishnah will have to be going, the Kol Mekalkalin Patur will have to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So look at my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Taka the Makar for Rabbi Shimon that you are Chayiv for Chayiv L'Mavi, even though it's straight Kilkel? So the Gemara says, you know what the Rai is? But the Itzrich Kol Mishnah Mila. There's a special Pasuk. Teaches us that you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. What do you need a pasuk for? What's wrong with doing a Mila? That the Dreistik is doing Mila? Teretz is, Chayvel is, it's Chayvel. So what do you see? You see Chayvel is one of the Lamates Malachas. You see, when Chayvel is one of the Lamates Malachas, you need a special het of Yom HaShmini Yom Basar Alasai. So you see, Chayvel, wounding, even though wounding is a destructive thing, it's chayiv, because you need a special part to tell you it's mutta by mila. But it's a kol mishum mila, chayiv ba'alma chayiv, a regular chayiv will be chayiv. And what's the right from avaro? With the osur achmona ha'avaro gabas kayin, since you see that there's an issa to do misas bezdin on Shabbos, now do sreifas bas kayin on Shabbos, so you see from there that the Torah said it's osur to do sreifas bas kayin on Shabbos, it must be there's an issa to do mavir. I, mavir is destructive. It must be that even by destructive, by havara, it will be chayim. Therefore, we need a special din that it's osur to do havara bas koyin on. That's why havara bas koyin is taka osur. Why is it osur? Because mavir, even destructive matter, is osur on Shabbos. It's chayim. So Rekrega asked, really could have brought the pasuk l'shavara eis b'chol moish v'seichem. You don't have to bring a raya from Bas Koyim that it's one of the lamatas malachas. But like upon him, Rav Shimon's saying is that Chayvul Amav is one of the lamatas malachas because you see you need a special hetta by Mila and you see it's taka osur to burn a Bas Koyim on Shabbos. It must be that Chayvul Amav is osur on Shabbos. It's a makalkal, there it is. It's over here that kilkul by Chayvul Amav is different and tzchayev on Shabbos. What does Rav Yehuda do with these rayas? Rav Yehuda, the reason why by Mila, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, the question Rabbi Yehuda holds, every Chayvel is not Asa on Shabbos, unless you need something else. So why by Mila you need a Pasuk? So that's what Teretz is, because by Mila, it's a tikkun, and it fixes the person. It becomes now, and when he has an Arla, he's Mekolkol, he's not complete. With the Mila, he becomes complete. So Hasam Misakanu, could have Ashi. I'm Rav Ashi, Mali is Sakan Mila, Mali is Sakan Kli. What's the difference between Sakan and Mila, Sakan and Kli? And therefore, really, Chayvel is not Aser Midaraisa because it's Mekalkal. But this Chayvel by Mila would have been Aser. Why? Because it's Misakin the person. So if we need a special pasuk, say it's Mutter. And by the reason why it's Aser to do a Sreifas Bas Koyin on Shabbos, Sreifas Mutter on Shabbos Midaraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, Mekalkal. So Zok the Gemara, Mali Vashal Psil, Mali Vashal Samonim. It sounds like he's saying that here is the Israel's Bishal. The reason why he can't do it is because when you cook up, the way they do Sreifa is they cook up lead and they melt it and they pour it down the throat of the person. That's how they kill him. So you have to cook up the lead. If you have to cook up the lead, that's Bishal. So what's the name of that Bishal and Bishal Samonim? So the reason why it's also on Shabbos is not because of Havara. Havara Taka is destructive. The reason why it's also do on Shabbos is because you're cooking up the psila, and that's called the regular cooking. It's like cooking salmon, you're making it soft, it's not called destructive. You're cooking up the salmon, you're cooking up the lead, and making it softer, that's a tikkun. And therefore, that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. And you have to say that Harazar, who learned the pasuk, was talking about you're making an ash, and you're having a tikkun. You need the ashes. So that's called taking Kodei Rehuda, and that's the only time we chayiv for Havara. But regular Choyvel Havara, that's destructive, and all over Shas, we find, as Madam Ho's Choyvel, Mekalkal v'chavala, Mekalkal v'havara, as Mechalkas v'chayiv v'pater, as Mechalkas Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, if v'chayiv v'pater, by Mekalkal, by those things. But all other Mekalkal, Taka, is only Osir midrabanan, and not Osir midaraisa. That's one of the reasons we'll learn later on in Perek Chavis, that it could be allowed to rip open packages for food. You're not allowed to be Mekalkal on Shabbos. Since it's only Issa d'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to rip on Shabbos. How are you allowed to do that? Since it's only Issa d'Rabbanan Mekalkal, regarding food, they lax the d'Rabbanan. We have to see that more being when we learn it, but that's the general idea why you're allowed to rip packages for food on Shabbos. The Mishnah said further that Shir HaMalabin is Malabin and Tzviya, all those things are K'maloi Roichav Hasit Kofo. So what does that mean? So he said that means Roichav Hasit means between the index finger and the middle finger. Kofo means two times that. So Rav Yosef Machvi Kofo. Rav Yosef, when he showed the Shir Sit, he showed it between the index finger and the middle finger. He said twice that is the Shir. Rav Chiya Ba'ami Machvi Poshut. Rav Chiya Ba'ami used to have a way, he could show it without doing double. He says between the thumb and the index finger, that's the same shear as a sit kofel. That one amount is the same as shear as two times in the index and the middle finger. Between the thumb and the middle and the index finger is the same thing between the index finger and the middle finger twice. So he used to be machvei poshut, and that was a way to show it without doing any doubles.